Welcome to Up to Date. I'm Steve Kraske. This time of year, we all tend to hear the same Christmas songs over and over again. Sure, a lot of them are holiday favorites that have become staples of our lives. In some ways, we've come to count on them. But if variety is a spice of life, Christmas music can be a letdown. Today, we're changing things up with some off-the-beaten-path Yuletide tunes that you may not have heard. And maybe you'll hear one or two that will become new traditions in your life. With us today on this day before Christmas are a pair of experts who have been chronicling Christmas tunes for decades. Roy Kasten is a senior writer for the Riverfront Times in St. Louis. He is a DJ at 88.1 KDHX in St. Louis, where he's hosted the American radio show Feel Like Going Home since 2004. He joins us from the studios of KWMU in St. Louis. And Roy, it's nice to have you. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Steve. Nice to be here.
John Wendland is the host and producer of the radio show Memphis to Manchester, which also airs on 88.1 KDHX in St. Louis. He plays in the band Rough Shop. His love of Christmas and holiday music started in 1989 when he started making music compilations for friends and family. And he joins us this morning from Pepperell, Massachusetts. John, nice to have you and happy holidays to you.
Hey, well, thank you very much, Steve. Really glad to be here.
Well, Roy, why do we rely so heavily, you know, on these old traditional songs for Christmas? I mean, there almost seems to be some built-in resistance to something that's new and a little bit different.
Well, I think it's, you know, the holiday season is really all about tradition. You know, you wouldn't really want to have a holiday without, you know, snowmen and, red hats with, white balls at the end of them and all of the great, you know, holiday traditions. And that extends to music. And I think that people, you know, want to have that feeling of, you know, what the holidays were like when they were young, you know, what it was like with their parents and grandparents. And that involves music. So I think people turn to the classics and, you know, there's in some ways, there's really nothing wrong with that.
You know, John, and there's not. And John, I got to tell you, but sometimes I get a little bit tired of the same old, same old. I mean, this is really a sacrilege on the day before Christmas, but I even get a little tired of Beatles songs once in a while.
Well, yeah, that can happen. But we've been making these Christmas compilations, and we drop on songs, you know, from the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s up till now, and it's songs that you normally wouldn't hear, but they are tied to a sense of tradition, and there's just a wide array of different styles of music that, you know, that we love. And the funny thing is, so many of our friends and fellow DJs now have heard these songs from these Christmas compilations, where they almost consider songs, some that you're going to hear today, almost to be perennial Christmas favorites now that they've been exposed to them. So there's just a hidden trove of just great Christmas music out there.
Roy, how did you guys find these songs?
Well, I have to tip my stocking cap to John Wendland and say that it's really he's really the true expert on holiday music, and he's been doing it since 1989, and he brought me on board, and we became friends in the 90s here in St. Louis to help him out with the production. And every now and then he'd let me sneak a song onto the Christmas on KUL compilations, but he has a great passion for it, and I think it, you know, may have something to do with growing up in Christmasville, USA, aka Orange County, California, that inspired his love for it. But yeah, it's really, I mean, part of the other thing about, you know, tradition and Christmas is just the tradition of Christmas music mixtapes. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if, you know, any listeners out there have friends that just every year put together, you know, a mixtape or a mix CD or a download, and they just share music that they love centered around this season. And that's a great tradition, and it's really fun to be a part of it with John.
Well, John, you're to blame for all this. Where did your passion for all this stuff come from?
Well, probably like anybody else. You know, when I was, you know, a kid, I grew up where my parents would play, you know, the Percy Faith and Bing Crosby and Sinatra and things like that. But, you know, having older brothers and sisters who are so, you know, heavily entrenched into music, and they just happen to have really good taste in music, I've been exposed to all kinds of different music from real early on. And as I started to get older, I just became more and more aware, just looking outward, of all these great Christmas songs that you just don't hear. And, you know, when the first time I'd give Christmas music compilations to people, someone would go, "Oh, Christmas music, great." And they ended up, now they love them. They get mad if they don't get one every year because they didn't realize Christmas music could be like that. I mean, if you look to like the great Motown and Stax versions of these songs, like, for instance, from the 60s and early 70s, I mean, there was just as much care put into the production of those songs as any of their, you know, normal secular music that they do.
Mm-hmm. So, John, you put together these compilations every year for your buddies?
Well, Roy and I do, and we do it for fellow KDHX DJs as well, and send them out to friends across the country and friends I've met overseas. And it's just you find out that people who end up liking Christmas music really like Christmas music. And so it's just Roy and I, we do these DJ holiday spins every year. We just spend for nothing but vinyl 45s and you know, LPs. And we, you know, we do these Christmas music compilations. I'm involved in bands that do Christmas music shows every year where we get all kinds of other singers from other bands involved. So we really kind of expose people to a whole lot of different kinds of Christmas songs and holiday songs and winter songs. Roy does a great show where it's just all winter themed songs on KDHX every year, for instance.
Well, sounds like a lot of fun. Well, let's get started with some, give our listeners an idea of what we're talking about here. John, tell us about this track from Lisa Michaels, if I'm saying that right, that you're going to play here.
Yeah, it's Lisa Michaels, and technically it's the oldest song we're highlighting today. It actually got released in 1991, but only in Japan. And so no one in the U.S. ever heard it until 2003. It finally got released then. And it's out of print right now, but you can find it on, you know, download sites. But it's not only one of my favorite Christmas albums of the 90s, it's one of my favorite albums of the 90s. And, well, you'll hear it. She kind of writes in a Brill Building style, you know, like Carole King and Ellie Greenwich and people like that. But then the backing is by what you'll see is Los Wondermentos, which is two of the gentlemen from the Wondermints. And that would be Darian Sahanaja is his name and Nick Walusko. And their production, they took the Brian Wilson-type production, Phil Spector production, and put it to these songs. And I guess it all made sense because, you know, Brian Wilson, from when he's been touring lately with the Behind His Pet Sounds albums and Smile tours he's done recently, he's had the Wondermints back him up. So you'll kind of hear, you're going to hear 60s rock and pop influences on this song, but this is Lisa Michaels on lead vocals.
And this the track is Listen to the Bells Ring, right?
Yeah, it's from an album called Lost Winter's Dream. And I don't know, I think it should be a perennial Christmas music favorite. Yeah.
Okay, let's check it out. That's Lisa Michaels, the first track of our show today. We're playing some Christmas songs you've probably never heard before. That's Lisa Michaels, a track, Listen to the Bells Ring. And, John, you're right. I like that a lot. That's pretty good.
Well, I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah.
You can't imagine that album existing without, you know, people hearing Phil Spector or, you know, Brian Wilson productions. But
yeah,
I think you hear it on that track.
Again, our guests today, Roy Cass and John Wedlin, both from KDHX 88.1 over in St. Louis. Roy, let's come to you here. Your next one is from Nick Lowe, and we have a listener who chimes in here, and he writes that We should also, let me see, Mark suggested this on Twitter. How about Christmas at the Airport by Nick Lowe? We're going to play something else by Nick Lowe. Christmas Can't Be Far Away, Roy.
Yeah, well, that song that was suggested by the listener is a great one from Nick Lowe's record from this year, Quality Street, which is, John and I were talking about this year. It hasn't been the greatest year for new Christmas records, but Nick Lowe's Quality Street is really terrific from start to finish, and Christmas in the Airport is a wonderful song. I actually picked a African-American spiritual called Children Go Where I Send Thee, which is the first song on the record. And what I really, really like about it is that in his later years, as you know, fans of Nick Lowe know, he's kind of gone more from a pub rock and punk rock background, and has really become a great singer and a great crooner, actually. But the first song on this album, he kind of gets back to his rockabilly and rock and roll roots. And Children Go Where I Send Thee it's just a great African American spiritual done in a rockabilly style.
Okay, let's listen. Here's Nick Lowe.
I'm going to send you 3x3. 3 for the Hebrew children, 2 for Paul and Silas, 1 for the little baby boy who was born. He was born in Berlin. Jericho, where I send it. I'm going to send you 6x6. 6 for the days when the world got fixed. 5 for the gospel preachers. 4 for the poor that stood at the door. 3 for the Hebrew children. 2 for Paul and Silas. 1 for the little baby boy who was born. He was born in Bethlehem. Tell it, I go where I send it. I'm going to send you 8x8. 8 for the 8 the flood wouldn't take. 7 for the 7 that I never got to heaven. 6 for the days when the world got fixed. 5 for the gospel preachers. 4 for the poor that stood at the door. 3 for the...
Hey, Roy, was that Nick Lowe or is that somebody else?
No, that was definitely Nick Lowe.
Okay, is that the right track? I'm not sure we got the right one there or not.
No, that's perfect.
That's perfect. Okay, we're doing just fine. All right. And the name of that track again was what?
Children Go Where I Send Thee. Again, it's an old traditional song, an African-American spiritual, which I think was first documented by Gene Ritchie, who was a folk singer and folk music scholar in the 50s, and she collected the lyrics from a young children's school, black children's school in Kentucky back in the 50s. And so many people have done that song. Ralph Stanley, Nina Simone. Johnny Cash does a great version of it where he kind of draws out sort of the imprisoned prisoner elements in the song as well.
Yeah.
So it's one of the great things about Christmas music is when you take a traditional that people may know in different contexts and just revamp it, rethink it, and make it sound new again.
Well, if our listeners are just joining us, you're listening to Up to Date, and we're playing some offbeat Christmas songs, maybe some Christmas songs you've never heard before. Let's move on here. And if you want to chime in, if our listeners want to chime in here, by all means, we'd like to get their recommendations, too, for offbeat Christmas songs that you might want to recommend. Our number, 816-235-2888. Again, 816-235-2888. You can also email us at uptodate@kcur.org or tweet us at @kcuruptodate. John Wendland, let's move on to the artist Paul Kelly.
Okay, yeah, Paul Kelly, he's kind of regarded as a national treasure in Australia. He's a singer, songwriter. He's been making records for a really long time, well over 30 years. And I consider this probably a signature song. It's called How to Make Gravy. And he wrote a memoir in 2010 with the same title. So I think he realizes the significance of this song. But this one came out of the U.S. in 1998. It was released in 96 in Australia. But, you'll hear this song. It's from the point of view of a prisoner. He's in jail. He's writing to his brother, Dan. He's talking about how much he'll miss Christmas and the trappings of the holidays. And a woman named Rita, who I would imagine is his wife and family. But you hear it. It starts out, it's real, almost in conversational tones. And as instruments layer on and intensity layers on, it becomes just a, you know, full-on burst of regret, sorrow, pure passion about, you know, just what he's missing, you know, and who he's let down. And it's a really moving song, but you'll hear it. There's humor in it too, some of the lines, and so you get kind of this sense of regret and longing, but it's offset by, you know, a chance for redemption. He talks about a chance to pay them all back. So anyway, so you're going to get that. You get all that, and you also get a real recipe on how to make gravy that you learned from his father-in-law.
You got to have that.
All you need is 4 minutes. That's right.
Yeah.
So it's funny, though. Friends of ours now just, I mean, they look as forward to hearing this song as they do any other Christmas song.
All right. Here's Paul Kelly, How to Make Gravy.
Don't forget a dollop of tomato sauce for sweetness and that extra tang. And give my love to Angus and to Frank and Dolly. Tell them all I'm sorry. I screwed up this time. And look up the reader. I'll be thinking of her early Christmas morning when I'm standing. Mary's got a new boyfriend. I hope he can hold his own. Do you remember the last one? What was his name again? Just a little too much cologne.
And I didn't want that one to end. That's terrific. Paul Kelly, How to Make Gravy, and I'll be buying that one after the show. That's a great one, John. A great recommendation. Roy, let's move on to Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings.
Yes, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, probably the preeminent soul and R&B band in America now. And recently, Sharon Jones, the singer and heart and soul of the band, was diagnosed with colon cancer, but has made a strong recovery, and she's going to be back out on the road this winter and spring. And putting out a new record next year as well. But the song we're going to hear is called Ain't No Chimneys in the Projects, and it was written by Sharon Jones and her bass player, Gabriel Roth, a.k.a. Bosco Man, and was released a few years back. You can find it on a record called Soul Time from 2011, I believe. And one of the things I mean, it's just it's a great song. It's really short. It's only about 2 minutes long. But it's one of those, it's sort of an African-American answer song to the Christmas music tradition. You know, you have James Brown's Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto, or Brooke Benton's Soul Santa, or The Emotions' Black Christmas. And it's really about, you know, African-American artists, you know, reclaiming a tradition of Christmas music, which, you know, let's be frank, can tend to be a little bit on the white side, putting their own stamp on it and doing it with a real groove and a real feel.
Okay, here's Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, the track Ain't No Chimneys in the Projects.
When I was a child, I used to wonder how Santa
That's Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Ain't No Chimneys in the Projects. Let's get some recommendations from our listeners here. Let's go to John from Atchison. John, happy holidays to you. Good morning.
Merry Christmas. Here's my recommendation. Virgin Mary Had a Baby Boy, the Calypso Harry Belafonte song.
You guys know it, Roy and John?
I know the Staple Singers version of it.
Yeah.
I don't know that version. I want to hear it.
Virgin Mary Had a Baby Boy with Harry Belafonte. Great recommendation, John. Thank you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
You bet. Merry Christmas
yes,
to you.
And you.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll continue our good conversation about some offbeat Christmas songs with Roy Caston and John Wedland, both from 88.1 KDHX over in St. Louis. We'll get to a whole bunch of other songs, Sam Phillips, Amy Mann, Rough Shop, Low, Bob Dylan, Husky Team, a bunch more. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you're listening to Up to Date on KCUR. This hour, we're playing some offbeat Christmas tunes. We're visiting with Roy Caston and John Wedland, both with 88.1 FM KDHX over in St. Louis. And, John, let's keep the tunes rolling. Let's talk about Sam Phillips and a track, Cold Dark Night.
All right. Yeah, this, Sam Phillips is just an artist I've loved for a long time. She just writes a lot of pop songs, somewhat Beatlesque at times, and unfortunately, you know, she only tours, it seems, between the West and East Coast. But she put out this six-song EP in 2009, and it's made up of four traditional Christmas carols and two originals. And you're going to hear one of the originals. And this one's kind of it could be a gospel song of the 21st century. Picture, like, you know, when was Jesus born, with kind of a more stripped-down Joe Henry sound and approach. And well, she does some things on this album. She does "Oh Holy Night." It's just her and acoustic guitar, and it's just a, I don't know. I characterize it as a stark masterpiece. But on all six songs, she just puts like this mystery and sense of wonder and sometimes devotion comes through all these songs, and this one's no exception. This is the title track, "Cold Dark Night," and she wrote this. So I guess that's a good enough setup.
All right.
King said, kill every baby boy that you can find. And then too much talk about a new king born, and this throne is mine. When was he born? When was he born? When was he born? On a cold, dark night.
That's Sam Phillips' Cold Dark Night, and the Christmas music genre is alive and well here with Roy Caston and John Wedland. I am really enjoying this. Just some great tunes here. Roy, let's move on here to Low, Just Like Christmas.
Yeah, Low is a band that hails from Duluth, Minnesota, and they're known for doing, I don't know what you would want to call it, sort of slow core indie rock, very sort of moody and dark and brooding. But beautiful music, and it's one of those bands that would be kind of pretty low on your list for likely, you know, Christmas album recording artists. But they put out a record in 1999 as a gift for fans, just called Christmas, and it's really quite terrific. And the song we're going to hear is called "Just Like Christmas," and it features the vocals of Mimi Parker. And the song was just, you know, written about touring in Europe while you're away from the holidays, and that feeling of, you know, being, you know, far away from home at a time when you'd rather be at home.
This is Low.
We got to watch the just like
That's Low, Just Like Christmas, a recommendation here from Roy Kasten. And we have an email here from Brian, emailed us these suggestions. Fountains of Wayne, I Want an Alien for Christmas, and Jonathan Colton, Chiron Beta Prime. Are you guys familiar with either of these?
Well, I'm with the first one.
I Want an Alien for Christmas.
I'll have to, we'll see if we can get the correct spelling for the for that last one. We'll look that one up.
Yeah. And Rick, listening in Maryland, emailed us this. My sister-in-law, Julie, wonders if William Shatner has ever made a holiday album. She loves all of his work, Rick writes. What about that one?
Sounds like a missed opportunity to me.
Yeah. By William Shatner. There you go. Okay. Well, John, let's go to a tune near and dear to your heart because you play in this group. This is Rough Shop, and the tune, Just Because It Was Christmas. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this song is written by a gentleman named Andy Plouffe. He's a vocalist, multi-instrumentalist, and one of the principal songwriters for this band. And what we did on this record was we had a lot of guest vocalists from other St. Louis bands as well, but it's mainly originals. But we do some covers of that Paul Kelly song you heard earlier and a Dolly Parton song, a different Low song, and we wrote an old garage rock classic, The Little Black Egg. But Andy, he has a gift for writing Christmas songs, and a lot of them have a timeless quality about them. And one reviewer wrote about one of his songs called Santa's Last Stop, that it manages to balance the surface joy with underlying sadness, as well as about any song I've heard since I'll Be Home for Christmas was new. I'm trying to state this in other people's words because I'm trying not to be incredibly biased here. Mm-hmm. But the song you're about ready to hear, it's the title track. It's called Just Because It Was Christmas. And one reviewer wrote about this song that because it was Christmas, not been sent to me directly by a member of the band, I would have sworn that the new seasonal song was created by the celebrated likes of Ian McLagan, the DBs, or The Rumor. So it's rooted in precisely the type of British pub rock that hits me like a mug of spiked eggnog. There you have it.
There you go.
But anyways, you're going to hear this and just enjoy it in its 12-string guitar splendor.
This is Rough Shop.
Bright things all about my day.
That's Just Because It Was Christmas from Rough Shop, and John Wendelin plays in that group, St. Louis-based, right, John?
That's correct.
Yeah, okay. We're talking about some offbeat Christmas songs maybe you've never heard before from Christmas. Just a great show. John Wendelin and Roy Kasten from KDHX over in St. Louis doing just a great job of bringing us some different stuff for Christmas. Let's roll on here, Roy, with Amy Mann.
That's right. People may know Amy Mann both as a solo artist, but also she was the leader of a band called Till Tuesday, which had hits back in the 80s. And another one of those artists that would sort of not be real high on a list of likely Christmas recording candidates, but she put out a record in 2006 called One More Drifter in the Snow, which really is an essential contemporary holiday classic. And she does mostly has kind of a loungy vibe. She does a great version of the You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. And but she also has a couple of original songs on there, one of which is called Calling on Mary. And one of the things I love about this song is that it sort of gives voice to what it's like to be, you know, a non-believer during the holiday season, somebody who, you know, isn't so sure about the stories and the myths and yet is surrounded by it, and how you kind of make sense out of that, and what it feels like to be a little bit on the outside. But it's still just a beautiful song.
Here's Amy Mann.
And baby, I want
That's Amy Mann, her track Calling on Mary, as we review some offbeat Christmas songs for this Christmas 2013. Let's go to some phone calls here and some folks with some good recommendations for us. Terry from Gladstone. Terry, happy holidays to you.
Well, Merry Christmas to you too, Steve.
Go ahead.
I was just going to recommend a song by Tracy Thorn, Hard Rock Candy Christmas. Most familiar
That's a great
with
one.
Dolly Parton, but it's just an exceptional Christmas carol.
And the track is
Hard Rock Candy Christmas or something. I think that's the name of it, but
it's called Hard Candy Christmas.
And Hard
it was,
Candy
originally,
Christmas.
Yeah, originally recorded and written by Dolly Parton, and Tracy Thorne does just a fantastic version of that song. We almost put that one into our list for this morning.
Tracy Thorne, Hard Candy Christmas. Terry, great recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you. We were talking about the Nick Lowe album being probably the best Christmas music album we heard this year. I'd put the Tracy Thorne one from last year in that category. That was just a terrific album.
Wow, that sounds great. I'm writing it down here. Let's go to Bob from Gladstone. Bob, you're on Up to Date. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm enjoying your show, and I have a recommendation for you.
Yes, sir.
Well, on the website, Funny or Die, Will Ferrell's website, there's a brand new Christmas song called Simple Wish by Becca Ayers, A-Y-E-R-S.
Huh. Do you guys know it?
We're being educated here today. That would
have been weird. Wow, you've stumped John Wendland. That doesn't happen very often when it comes to Christmas music.
Yeah, well, it's brand new, and it's been on the website, maybe 2 or 3 weeks, and it's gotten about 11,000 listens. You're probably familiar with Funny or Die website.
But, sure.
Yeah, and you have to scroll. It's on the front page. You have to scroll down a little bit. But she has a Kansas City connection. Actually, she has a Gladstone connection.
Huh. Okay, that's
She's
great.
My daughter.
She's your daughter?
Yes.
That's
well, there
terrific.
You go.
Congratulations.
It's a brand new song. She just wrote it and recorded it, and her sister did the editing on the video. But the song is there for anyone to listen, and it's a cute song. It's it's about boyfriends and Christmas.
Okay, that's Simple Wish by Becca Ayers, A-Y-E-R-S. And, Bob, thank you for the recommendation. John Wendland, let's move on here to Charles Bradley and the Gospel Queens.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about Charles Bradley. He's kind of an unlikely success story. He didn't make his first record until his early 60s.
So, wow.
Yeah, he was discovered by a gentleman named Thomas Brennick, and he's in this really terrific soul band. Soul and so much more, Menahan Street Band. And he found, he heard Charles Bradley singing it. He was doing some James Brown tribute shows around town and clubs, and that's where he heard him, and he asked him to perform on a single. They recorded, and since then they've put out 2 full-length albums. And Charles Bradley, he's done really well. He plays overseas all the time. He's been touring the U.S. And in 2010, they put out this a single, and it's called Every Day is Christmas When I'm Loving You, and you'll hear Charles Bradley. He's backed by the Gospel Queens, who are pretty terrific in their own right. And but to me, this one has all the hallmarks of a great Christmas song. You're going to hear like opening recitation. You get this really terrific soulful groove, and you get a response vocal to some of his lines, and a chorus, which to me kind of sounds like it could be from a Van Morrison song. So. I don't know. If you like James Brown soul ballads or Wilson Pickett's ballads or feel-good Christmas music, I'd say this is one for you.
Okay, here's Charles Bradley.
Now it's getting dawn in the morning. It's time for everybody to go home. Baby!
Yeah?
It's just me and you. Ain't got nothing else to do.
Oh, no.
Let's have a sip of wine. Oh, baby, it's about time.
That's Charles Bradley and the Gospel Queens. This is our No More Silent Night show here on Up to Date. We're talking about some offbeat Christmas songs for you and yours in this Christmas season. I like every single one of these songs. Let's move on here to Bob Dylan. Why not, Roy Caston? Bob Dylan.
Well, why not? That's kind of what Bob said back in 2009 when he put out the album Christmas in the Heart.
Controversial, and, by the way, from the great one.
That's right. I remember when the album art leaked and people were like, this can't be serious, because it was sort of this Norman Rockwell, you know, scene of, you know, people riding in a sleigh with horses and Bob Dylan doing a Christmas album. And Bob's response was, you know, these songs are a part of my life. They're like folk songs. And so he played it, you know, relatively traditional on the record. But he does an old song from the 60s, which I think was originally recorded by Mitch Miller, called Must Be Santa. And he basically kind of does exactly the same version as Brave Combo did of that song when they recorded it, a great polka band, as people may know. And it's a reminder of just how much fun Christmas music can be. I mean, I think we've been pretty, you know, serious and thoughtful, and John and I are kind of geeks about it. But the main thing about holiday music and Christmas music is that it can be just so much fun. And that's exactly what Bob Dylan does on Must Be Santa.
Here we go.
Who's got a beard that's long and white? Santa's got a beard that's long and white. Who comes round on special night? Santa comes round on special night. Special night, beard that's white. Must be Santa, must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus. Who wears boots and suit of red?
Santa wears boots and suit of red.
Who wears a long cap on his head?
Santa wears a long cap on his head.
Cap on his head, suit that's red. Special night, beard that's white. Santa, Santa Claus. Who's got a big red cherry nose?
Santa's got a big red cherry nose.
Who laughs this way? Ho, ho, ho.
Santa laughs this way. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Cherry nose. Cap on head. Suit that's red. Special night. Here that's right. Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Santa Claus.
Roy, that's really Bob Dylan. Who's got a big red cherry nose?
You got absolutely. And it's David Hidalgo from Los Lobos rocking away on the accordion. I mean, if you cannot get into the spirit listening to that song, then, you know, I don't know what to say.
I think the axis of the earth just shifted just a few degrees with this one.
It's great. And, you know, the whole record may not be to everybody's taste, yeah. But the great thing about it is that Dylan donated all of the royalties from that album, Christmas in the Heart, to food programs both in the U.S. and around the world.
Wow.
And, it's just, you know, that's kind of what it's all about.
Good for him. Let's go back to some phone calls here, folks, with some good recommendations for some offbeat Christmas songs. Paul from Gladstone, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Well, thanks, Paul.
Good. I have a whole album for you. It's called We Three by the Roaches. It's three sisters whose last name is Roach, R-O-C-H-E.
We Three Kings by the Roaches? You cut out there a little bit.
Yes, that's correct.
Do you guys know We Three Kings by the Roaches?
Songs from that album have definitely made it onto our Christmas compilations over the years. Yeah, it's one of the best Christmas records you're going to hear over the last 20 years. I love it.
Wow. Yeah. We Three Kings by the Roaches. That's the name of that one. Okay, Paul, great recommendation. Thank you.
Thanks.
Let's go to Jay from Overland Park. Jay, Merry Christmas. Good morning.
Merry Christmas to you, and thanks for all your quality shows.
Great, thanks.
All the year through. A couple that came to mind, Chris Isaak had a wonderful Christmas album, and I think a DVD of that performance as well. From about 8 or 9 years ago, this is called Chris Isaac Christmas. There's some original songs and some, you know, certainly covers too, and it's a lot of fun. You know, just kind of the whole gamut, including, you know, the Hawaiian songs and whatnot as well. But also the Hall & Oates saw, Christmas CD had a lot of original work on it too. They're both just really fine products.
Roy and John, do you know the Chris Isaac Christmas album?
I know the Chris Isaac one really well. And I think when you approach that, you could tell that he had a love of Christmas music, just, you know, the thought that went into it.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the recommendation there, Jay. Let's move on to maybe a last one here today. Husky Team, the man with all the toys, John Wendland.
Okay. And before we go any further, I got to say that Roy Kasten knows more about Bob Dylan and could talk about him for hours on LinkedIn than anybody. I have some perverse pleasure that the first time he goes on NPR station to talk about Bob Dylan, he has to talk about Must Be Santa. So, thank you very much for that. Okay. Yeah, what you're going to hear now, this is a bit the Husky Team, it's the brainchild of Dennis Dykin. He was the drummer for the Smithereens. And then a DJ on a radio station called WFMU named Dave Amels. And I guess he invents keyboard instruments, and he's a session musician. But this album, it's all made up of instrumental versions of Christmas songs, as if they were done by the Memphis Sounds, of people like Booker T and the MGs, Willie Mitchell. And so if you want to hear like Auld Lang Syne done to Booker T and the MGs, Green Onion, if you want to hear Beach Boys song Christmas Day done to the Box Tops, Cry Like a Baby, things like that, this is the album for you. But I actually picked this song. It's written by Brian Wilson. It's one of the four reimagined Beach Boys songs on the album. And it's not an often covered one. It's called The Man With All the Toys. Like I said, Brian Wilson wrote it. And, well, this is their instrumental version.
Husky Team. Here we go. That's Husky Team. I want to thank John Wendland and Roy Kasten, who are DJs over at 88.1 KDHX over in St. Louis. And you guys were just terrific. I really appreciate you taking the time, and maybe we can do it again next year.
Well, thanks, Steve. It was a good time.
It was a great time. And Roy, John, thanks so much.
Yep, it's a pleasure being here. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you guys, too. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, and Cody Newell. Special thanks to Suzanne Hogan for helping with today's show. For KCUR News, I'm Steve Kraske, and you are up to date.